is the Welcome to Fatherhood podcast. I'm your host. My name is Kelly, and I'm here to remind you, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, that as dads, we're just like moms. Except we're dads. Ha ha! Quality audio. I need you to keep the mic close to your mouth, please.
I will try my best, babe.
Okay. I'm just going to keep giving you the signal to keep it close. Okay.
Okay.
We good?
Hit it.
Okay. Cool. So, hi.
Hi.
Before we even get started, how are you feeling right now?
Nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. I've never done this before.
What? Talk to your husband? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time my wife has ever spoken to me in the 3 years almost that we've been married. And
not in this type of setting, though.
How long have we been together? 6 years?
We've been married for almost three.
And we're going on 6 years together.
Correct.
Yeah. Because we don't have an official, this is when things happen. So we just do the 2015 default?
Well, December of 2014.
Okay. So we're going on 7 years.
I guess.
Yeah. So 6.5 going on 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, this is special because, I guess I should introduce you.
I think you should.
Okay. Or do you want to introduce yourself?
No, you can introduce me.
Okay. So the lovely voice that you are hearing is the voice of my beautiful wife. Should I give them your government or just...
It's up to you. You pick.
Nah, I don't want people to be stalking you afterwards. Because you really have a good podcast voice. Like,
really?
Yeah, it sounds nice.
I don't think I like it, but okay.
No, it sounds amazing to me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not just saying that because I'm your
husband.
Right.
So.
I'm not just saying that because I'm your husband. You really just have a... This is the first time I'm hearing your voice on audio this way. And so just to be able to process your voice in my ear in real time through this medium, it's a voice that I would listen to if there was a platform that you had on a weekly basis or something like that to listen to. You have a really good, you have a nice voice.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I think all is lacking is a little more confidence, which if you, I'm trying to set you up to start a podcast.
No, I'm good. Thanks, but no thanks.
Okay. So, back to the intro. The voice that you are hearing is the voice of my lovely and beautiful wife. We have been married for almost 3 years, together for about 6.5 going on 7, December of 2021. But we have known each other our entire lives. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to be a little more confident when you say that.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. This past year, 2020, pandemic year, we welcomed our son into the world. And so the reason why you and I are having this conversation right now is because today, that the podcast is being released and listened to, our baby boy turns a year old.
I can't believe it.
So what better way to celebrate our child's birthday than for him to hear his mom and dad talk about what it's been like to be his parents for the first year of his life.
Correct.
So I don't even know where to get started. Where should we start?
I have no idea. So much has happened.
So much has happened. Okay, so I'll ask you this question. In light of what you just said, so much has happened. Mm-hmm. What is one of your most memorable times in Juki's first year of life?
His birth.
What about it? I mean, that's pretty obvious. Like, yeah, we woke up one day and there he was.
Yeah, it's just the anticipation of his birth. And then actually, you know, that Tuesday morning when my water broke.
That Tuesday morning was nuts.
Yes, it was intense. It was crazy. So it's like, wow, it's finally happening. And it's about to be a year since that moment that changed our lives.
How much of that day do you remember clearly, with the exception of when you were in and out because of all the medication and all of that stuff? But how much do you remember?
Well, I remember vividly that morning when I woke up to use the bathroom and my water broke. And I knew that, oh, it's happening.
It's happening. It's finally happening. This morning at around 2:40, 2:45, my wife woke me up saying that her water broke. I jumped out of the bed, asked her if she was serious, and it's been a blur since.
And when I woke you up and you were...
What time was it? It was like 2-something in the morning.
Yeah, 2:30, 2:40, around that time.
Yeah.
And I'm calling your name, babe, babe, hey, my water broke. And you're like...
Are you serious?
Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I am serious. I'm not going to be making this up at 2:45 or 2 whatever it was in the morning. So...
Yeah.
I remember that vividly.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, thinking about just how normal still everything felt, right? Because it's like, okay, so your water broke, he's coming, but he wasn't here yet. So everything just still felt a little, everything still felt a little familiar.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Right? We hadn't seen him yet.
No, correct. True.
So everything still felt, at least for me, a little familiar still. Like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, at least for you. But for me, it's like...
No, I mean...
You know, all kinds of crazy stuff are running through my mind. And it's like, okay, there's no going back. Here we go. It's a roller coaster. Now we're really in that roller coaster ride. So anything could happen at that moment.
Do you remember what I said to you after we parked the car and we're on our way to, we're walking into the hospital, just pushing our suitcases?
No, I don't remember.
I said, why does it feel like we're going on a trip?
Oh, yes, you did say that. Because we were very casually just walking with our luggage.
Yeah, just
coming into the hospital.
Just chilling.
Like, hey,
hi.
We're here.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah. I think we were the least stressed people walking into the hospital that morning.
Yeah, correct. We were pretty chill.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like,
yeah, because
okay.
I wasn't having any contractions.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling fine. Yeah.
The most exciting thing that had happened that morning was, like, when your water really broke and all of that water started cascading out of you, which was a weird sight to see.
The second time, right?
Yes. Like, holy crap.
Yeah, like, that even scared me. That even scared me, so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but aside from those moments, mm-hmm. because I know those moments are going to be, like, we'll never forget those moments. So let's take aside everything that had to deal with the hospital, his birth, and all of that. Mm-hmm. As he began to grow and develop into the little man that he is now, what has been a most memorable moment in that window? So let's say between 3 months and a year, memorable moment for you.
When he started recognizing my face, mm-hmm. when he would see me mm-hmm. and smile, mm-hmm. when he started interacting mm-hmm. and engaging, mm-hmm. those moments were very precious and very memorable because he knows who I am. I'm not just
the lady who stuck her boob in his mouth.
Yes. It's like, oh, this is a more familiar face. Like, I know that face, and I'm happy when I see her. So.
Yeah. Remember when he first started smiling at us, like, purposefully?
Correct. Or following us around.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want to be careful to say what I'm about to say, even though I feel like I've said it before, but the pandemic was horrible for obvious reasons, but it did give us, at least for our family in the way in which we experienced it, the most precious of gifts to be able to spend quality time with our baby during the first year of his life without skipping a beat or missing a moment.
Correct.
I was at work while you were on maternity leave taking care of him. I don't think I've ever asked you what those months were like for you while you were here with him.
It was a combination of I'm scared. Mm-hmm. I'm here alone with him. Mm-hmm. Also excited. Got a chance to have my own routine. Part of it is like a blur right now. I don't know why. But especially those first 3 months, it was all about his schedule and feeding, and it was more like a machine. Like
it felt more mechanical.
Yeah, mechanical. Correct. I felt like when it was time for me to go to work and for you to stay with him, he was more awake and more engaging mm-hmm. per se mm-hmm. and more interactive mm-hmm. than he was with me. Cause he would sleep a lot during those first few months. Mm-hmm. So, and he was also thinking about going back to work. So there was a lot of things running through my mind at that time. And, But they were good. They were precious time that I was able to spend with him. And it was just him and I. Mm-hmm. So I love that.
Particularly when it comes from what you experienced, you didn't get to have that first time, like when he first got here, because of everything that had been happening with him, his body temperature, couldn't hold his body temperature, you having an issue with your body temperature, and whatnot, you didn't get to see your baby until 9, almost 10 hours after he was born.
Correct.
And I know, I mean, we've spoken about that, and I can still sense the pain in your voice because of that.
We were told not too long ago by a team of doctors that the baby's heart rate had been a little low, and there was no real external signs to explain why it was happening. They've tried to monitor it for a significant amount of time just to see if it would autocorrect, but it's been in the lower ranges than the team feels comfortable with. So we just got a team come in and talk about the option of having a C-section, which will be the safest thing to do for both mom and baby.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The first thing I want to do is hold my child, but I couldn't. I mean, I guess it was a good thing that I was drugged up, which made time go faster in a sense, but it was really, really sad and hard for me to not be able to have that initial skin to skin and hold him. And I was a little jealous that you got the chance to be close to him.
I didn't do skin to skin, though.
I know you didn't do skin to skin, but you were there by his side where I couldn't be because I was being patched up.
And I was trying to be by both of your sides.
Correct.
Until I got called away to be with him. Because the scare was that we didn't know what was happening when he was in the belly since his heart rate was dropping.
Correct.
So that was scary. I remember that distinctly. That was very scary for the both of us. And thankfully, when he came out and he gave a nice cry, yo, he looked ugly when he came out.
He looked like an alien with his long arms.
Long arms, long big legs. Hands. Yeah, just like dangling. Our baby.
I can't believe it's a year. I just can't believe it.
Me neither. When you transitioned to go back to work and then I transitioned from work to be here, how confident were you in me that I would have done a good job, that I would be able to do a good job? And you could be honest.
I was confident. I just had my moments where it wasn't that I wasn't confident in you. I just thought that I was helping you. And maybe it came off as controlling.
It did.
Because I had no control. I was not there with him. I was away from him. So I wanted to make sure that you were okay and he was okay. But I had confidence in you for the most part.
For the most part. Take what I just said.
Some of your practices are questionable.
Really? Oh, okay. Let's get into that.
I'm just kidding.
What practices are questionable?
Well, our way of doing things are different. It doesn't mean that I'm right and you're wrong or vice versa. Is just learning to accept your way of doing things and your timing of doing things, which that was a transition.
Yeah, we were both having a hard time adjusting.
Correct.
When he came, everything was thrown out of whack. Like everything that had felt familiar on our way to the hospital Yeah, all of that was flushed down the toilet. All of that was flushed down the toilet. It was like, we're trying to figure things out. How scary was that period for you? Like those initial first couple of weeks?
Of what?
Bringing him home. Like when we finally got home.
Oh, it was super scary. Because now you leave the hospital with this child. And you're like, oh my God, I have no one to go to. I can't just send him, oh, just take him to the nursery. Or it's like, now you have to make all the decisions. So it's super scary. It's, you're guessing everything. You're second guessing yourself.
And yet some way, somehow, it felt like we knew exactly what needed to be done. Like, that's just nuts.
Correct. Correct.
That is just nuts.
That night was, that was very scary, bringing him home, that first drive home.
Oh, my gosh. So I don't think I ever spoke about that on here. That first drive. Okay, so you know how I drive. I'm a pretty careful driver. Mm-hmm. I'm a very calculated driver. Mm-hmm. Sometimes mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
Pretend that I'm in the Fast and the Furious.
Correct.
Sometimes. But you can't say that that's my, that my normal way of driving is reckless. I'm not a reckless driver.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No. I'm not a reckless driver.
No. But you can be adventurous sometimes.
I can be adventurous sometimes. Yes.
Yes.
But that Friday, leaving the hospital with this little, how much did he weigh again? He weighed
6 pounds, 5 ounces.
6 pounds, 5 ounces. With the 6.5 bag of cuteness in the car seat that was swallowing him. Remember how dangly he just looked in the car seat? Just like,
yes.
Yo, does he have any bones?
Correct.
And here I am on I-95. Driving the speed limit with two hands on the wheel because I did not want to do anything that would disturb him or any. It was just, I've never been so, number one, because of our extended stay after he was born, we had in those Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, those 3 days in the hospital, or you could say 4 days because we got there pretty early on Tuesday.
Correct.
So those 4 days in the hospital felt like we were in there for like 3 months. And I hadn't driven in that long. I remember when the nurse said that I could go get the car and I got in the car. I felt so strange.
Did you?
I did. I felt strange.
I didn't know that.
I was like, okay, so what do I do? I mean, I just sat there and I was like, I feel like I should know what I need to do. It was weird. It was really weird because, you know, not only had I not been in the car for 4 days, which doesn't seem like much, but a new baby, we didn't sleep well. And mm-hmm. like those 4 days felt like I said, it felt like 4 months. So I walked in there and I just sat there and I'm just like, okay, so what do I do? And it just felt like, Kel, you know you're going to drive this out to park it so that you could bring not just your wife in, but a plus one. Mm-hmm. That freaked me out. I felt like Spider-Man with all my spidey senses on alert.
Yeah, everything changes. It's like you're relearning everything that you already know. You see life totally different. You see things totally different.
What was one of the most surprising things for you in regards to that? Like something that you saw totally different once Juki got here?
I don't know if I can narrow it down. I feel like everything was dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Like driving, I felt like every car was gonna hit us.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like coming in to the house, like we were gonna drop him, like everything mm-hmm. was like an obstacle course.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even trust myself.
Me neither. I didn't trust myself either. Yeah.
Correct. It feels like, at least to me, like a veil gets lifted.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the world has, oh my God, everything is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
How can I protect this little person from this world?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you know that, but then now it's like that veil has been totally lifted.
You know it, but now you're experiencing it. But not it.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And now you're like, now I'm in charge of this person.
Yeah.
And you want to do it right. You want to do your best.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's going to be the rest of our lives.
Correct. Which is scary.
Very.
And granted, too, it made me appreciate our parents more. And I would hear in the back of my head all the stuff that they would say to us. And you're like, yeah, okay. And then we have him and it's like, oh my God, this is what they were talking about. It clicks.
Like, oh, you guys weren't crazy after all.
Correct. Or paranoid.
Yeah, because, you know, these Haitian dudes be paranoid as heck.
I already know that I have it, that I have a touch of paranoia, but now it's up to a whole.
A touch.
Okay, yes, I'm paranoid.
Yeah, you're
yes,
paranoid.
I'm a paranoid person.
You are naturally a high yes. anxiety paranoid person.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah.
So that having him has taken it up a few notches.
Yes. But you've done pretty well. I think pretty well. Either you're also very good at suppressing. So either you're doing a masterful job at suppressing or you're handling it quite well. I think you're handling it quite well.
Yeah, thank you. I try. I'm trying.
Yeah. So they just came to take her back to the operating room a lot sooner than I thought, which is good. I'm just kind of waiting here now until they come to pick me up. And in a matter of minutes, I'll be seeing my son. So this is exciting. This is nerve-wracking. I'm anxious. But one thing that I've been saying this whole time is that God was the one who gave us this baby. And he is the one who is going to place him in our hands so that we can take him home. For as scary as this process is, the other side of it is already looking good. So, yeah, it's 2:15, May 26, 2020. It's happening. It is here. Well, it's almost here. It'll be here soon. So, I'm about to see my son. How has your perception of me changed from husband, from friend to boyfriend to fiance to husband to father? Like, how has that last one changed in comparison to how you were accustomed to seeing me prior to me taking part of that role? or taken up that role?
I don't think it has changed much.
Cool.
I don't think it has changed much. You're a pretty chill, level-headed person most of the time.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Mm-hmm. Childish, playful.
All of the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even at the most inappropriate times.
Yeah, reasonable. So I don't think that that has changed. And
No. I'm not saying how have I changed. I'm saying how has your perception of me changed now that you're seeing me be a father to your child?
I mean, I've seen you so for so long with children, with our nephew. So I don't see like a difference. And you've been great. So my perception is not like you turned into somebody totally different, that my perception would change of you. At least that's how I think about it.
Yeah. No, I mean, it could be a positive change or a negative change, or but what I hear you saying is just stayed pretty neutral.
Yeah.
Like, you know I'm the bomb and you don't need to, like, it didn't catch you off guard. I think that's what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
That's not what you're saying?
No.
So what are you saying?
I think I'm the bomb.
No, you are the bomb.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely the bomb.
My perception has not changed.
You haven't looked at me at some point and you're like, man, I made the right decision getting with this guy because he's being an amazing father to my son.
But I knew you were going to be.
Yeah, but it's just like what we were talking about before. Mm-hmm. Knowing it is one thing.
And then seeing it.
The experience of it is a totally different thing. Like, I guess you're living it.
I guess because that's what I expected. So that's why I don't see a difference, because that was my expectation.
So I'm meeting your expectation.
Yes.
Am I exceeding your expectation?
Well, I mean, sometimes.
That's a yes. I'm going to edit that and dub it over and say, hell yes. Yes.
It makes you feel better.
Yes. Yes, it does. It makes me feel better. Okay. So, most surprising thing Juki has done.
Call you Dada first.
I knew you were going to say that. You sound traitor. So bitter.
I am bitter.
Why are you bitter that my son? Because
I really thought he was going to say mama first. But even until now, daddy, dada, papa. And when I say mama, daddy, daddy, papa, dad. How many times this week have you heard him say mama?
Maybe once.
Compared to dada or daddy?
Oh, he said daddy, dada.
Papa.
Daddy.
Daddy. How many times?
The moment he wakes up.
Exactly.
The moment he wakes up.
Exactly.
Daddy. Daddy. Papi.
Which I'm very happy for you.
Well,
I'm very happy. My goodness,
you don't sound happy.
But I want to hear those words. Towards me.
It's gonna get there. He's just polishing up.
Not patient.
He's just polishing up. But okay. He was recently sick.
Yes, unfortunately.
It was tough to watch him be sick, and he just had a cold. But he wanted nothing to do with me.
True.
Absolutely nothing to do with me.
Correct.
I think the sight of me was repulsive to him.
I wouldn't say that.
I mean, you would put him down and I would try to pick him up and he just wanted no part of me.
True.
So he just, so he knows who his mama is.
No, he knows. He better know.
Even though he's calling me left and right. If the house were on fire and he needed to make a decision who he wanted to save, he's saving his mom.
Okay, well, you do have a point.
I do have a point.
Okay, yes.
So he, matter of fact, he will be saving you and then he'll be looking back and being like, Daddy? Like, you coming? I got her. Daddy?
I guess I can't have it all.
I mean, at least let me get that. You know? Shoot. This is Welcome to Fatherhood, for crying out loud. He better be saying my name. I'm his daddy. I love that kid.
Me too.
I absolutely love that kid.
He holds my heart.
One of the funniest moments was that morning when I was sleeping and you woke up to change his diaper and you were just having a miserable morning because he pooped on you.
Correct.
Do you want to tell that story?
No, I really don't.
I think you should tell the story.
No, I don't like to tell that story.
Juki's going to hear this episode when he gets older, and I think it would mean very much to him if he heard mommy tell that story.
No.
Come on. It's okay. You can do this.
I don't like talking about poop. I don't like talking about how this little person, while I'm trying to change his diaper and everything inside of him comes out and it gets all over me, all over my clothes, on the sheets at 2 something in the morning, and I get it all changed, all cleaned up. Mm-hmm. And then he does it again. Mm-hmm. It's just not fun. Mm-hmm. No, it's traumatizing. Mm-hmm. I don't like that stuff on me, even if it's from my own child.
Yeah.
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 It's not fun. And it's still happening, you know?
Yeah.
It happened not too long ago.
Yeah, but not as much. I mean, he...
He did it twice last week
while
he was sick.
He pooped on you last week?
Yeah. It was everywhere. You were not here. You were at work.
It got on you?
Yes.
Ooh.
It got on the sheets. It was on him. It was on me.
Wow.
Yeah. I threw away his clothes.
He loves you. I mean, I have pictures of him pooping on me. And I pick him up and I'm like, why is there poop on me? Or that one time where I was dodging poop pellets like Neo dodging bullets in the Matrix. So, you know, it happened.
Yeah.
That happened to me first, and then you had that really exciting morning.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
But let's just skip over that.
We're going to skip that poop part?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty crappy.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say. This kid has transformed every aspect of my life in the best possible way. He has just made it so cool to be his pops. To be his father. I have to say, I enjoy watching you be a mom to him.
Thank you.
I do.
I enjoy watching you be a dad to him.
Yeah. I know he has an exceptional mom. Like, I really enjoy the way in which you mother him, especially now that you're trying to help him get his legs moving so he can start walking and stuff. And it's like, nope, we're going to do it. And even when he tries to sit down and you're like, no, we're going to do it. And he responds. Like I love to see how he responds to the both of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just daddy says this. I can try to get away with this with mommy. And then I'm in the background like, yo, check yourself.
Have you realized lately that when he tries to do something and you give him that look, he already knows. Or he'll try to do something and he looks at you and you give him that look and he already knows.
Yeah.
And he fixes his face immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. The best is when we're downstairs in the kitchen and you're sitting in front of him feeding him and I'm sitting behind you, you know, playing the game that I play on the phone. And then you two are having your back and forth. Jules. And he's just there like, but the moment I get annoyed by another Jules or another, I just turn to look at him. But because I'm sitting kind of directly behind you, even though he sees me, he looks at you. But then he wants to make sure that the next time he does it, I'm not looking at him. And you see his little head peek over to the side like.
Yeah, I've seen him do that. I've noticed that he will look at you and I'm like, oh, I know Kelly's giving him that look because he automatically just changes his attitude.
My mom used to give us that look. And it's crazy because I'm like, I'm becoming like my mother.
Yeah, we're becoming our parents. That's what we're becoming, our parents.
Was that commercial? Is it progressive?
I think progressive commercial. I think so.
When the people become like their parents.
Yeah, like your parents. Yep, that's us.
All I do is just like, I just look at him. And then he'll go from,
yep.
Radio silence.
Mm-hmm. He knows.
Until the next time he does it again.
Mm-hmm.
That kid.
But then also he has most of your personality so far. So
how do you feel about that?
It gives me anxiety. Because I have to deal with both of you. With the both of you.
Already he's a little prankster.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I love my son, but he's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little jerk.
Mm.
He definitely gets that from me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
The shenanigans he comes up with.
The shenanigans. That's
you.
Yo.
That's you.
Man. He definitely does. What was that one? I hate that he got me that one time. But what was that one time we were laying in bed and he was in between us and he was hitting you.
Correct.
That kid is a butthole.
Oh, yeah. I think he hit me or he was trying to hit. Either he did or he was trying to. And then you called his name. And then he put his foot in your face.
Yeah. Like, I was trying to tell him, like, if you hit mommy one more time, you're not going to have that hand. And he was looking at me mad serious.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, here's a foot. Here's a foot, daddy. Here's a foot. Here's my foot. That was pretty funny.
Oh, my goodness. And it didn't help that you laughed.
I mean, I wasn't expecting that reaction from him. He didn't act scared. Or he started crying because you had a very stern voice. But he turned around and he's like, Here's my foot. Here. How could I not laugh?
Yeah, and I'm thinking the whole time.
You started laughing too. I'm like,
that's something I would do.
Exactly. That's all you.
Oh my goodness. I'm crying here. This kid is a jerk. I know we're going to have a tough time kind of maneuvering his personality, because I have a hard time maneuvering my personality. So, man.
Well, he's going to be pulling some of your shenanigans, but then you're going to get upset. And when you get upset, that's all you. You're looking at a reflection of yourself. Just like when he gets upset sometimes. Just like you.
Oh my gosh.
And then you get upset. But then I'm like, why are you upset? Because you act the same way. And how dramatic he can be sometimes.
Are you saying that I'm a little drama queen?
Sometimes you are.
I could be a little dramatic.
You know you can be.
I think I have a flair for the dramatic.
For the theatrics? Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Between the both of us, yes.
I am the more expressive one between the both of us. And he definitely is very expressive.
Correct.
Wow. I've created a little monster. A little monster version of me.
Mm-hmm. A mini you. That looks like me.
Dude. I can't even claim any of that. He looks just like you.
But he acts like you.
Some people see his picture and they're like, no, I could see you in there. And I'm like, you have not seen my wife. And when I show them a picture of you, they're like, yeah, never mind.
Well, now I see more and more of myself in him physically.
Yeah.
When he was first born,
he was first born, he looked like all the ancestors.
Correct. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
He had a lot of my features, but then I couldn't see myself in him. But now I do.
Yeah.
Now I clearly see it.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that it's you physically.
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
But so far, character, personality wise, it's you.
Yeah, from what he's revealed so far.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm curious to see if the older he gets, the more he becomes like me, or the more he starts tuning into the characteristics that he's gotten from you.
Yeah.
Because so far, I have to say 99% of what I've seen, what we've seen,
mm-hmm.
falls more in my camp than your camp, mm-hmm. character-wise.
Yeah.
But I hope he picks up the responsibility from your side. I hope he picks up the, because you're someone, when you've made up your mind, like you've made up your mind, mm-hmm. you're like, this is it. I'm done. I'm cool. Let's go. Yes. Let's get it done. Mm-hmm. No ifs or buts. So I think that's a good trait too for him to pick up.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. See?
We'll see. Start bringing this to a close, because we got to go to sleep.
We do.
Yeah. What time is it?
11:29.
It's 11:30.
And we have work tomorrow.
No,
I have work tomorrow. You don't.
Facts. So I can keep going. Okay. Do you want to go first and telling our baby how proud you are of him? What he means to you, and wish him happy birthday in your own special way?
Yeah. I want to tell Jules that.
Whoa. No, don't say I want to tell Jules. Talk to him as if he were here listening to you.
Jules, I want to tell you.
Jules, and then just tell him what you're going to tell him.
Gotcha. Jules, happy birthday. Mommy loves you dearly. I adore you. You're my world. You have brought so much joy and happiness to my life, and I am proud and happy to be your mother, and I can't wait to see you grow, to guide you through this world, and I hope when you get older, you're proud of me as I am proud of you. And I love you, son, very, very much.
Juki, you have changed Daddy's world and flipped it, not even upside down. You've changed the paradigm through which Daddy sees the world. You have... You've added so much more depth and meaning to my life. You've made me fall in love with being your father. You've helped me discover so much of myself. You've made me find even more reasons to not just love you, but to love your mother. You're amazing. You are so bright. You are so beautiful. You are so gifted. You are so special. And I want to make sure that at every point of your life, you remember and you are confident in knowing that no matter what's happening to you, no matter what your circumstances are, you can stand on the foundation that Daddy loves you and that Mommy loves you, and find your footing and find your strength to move forward with that being your starting point. So can't wait to see how you continue to grow and develop and get on my nerves and surprise us and all of the beautiful things that will, you know, unfold as you're growing. But already, buddy, you've overcome so much. And I just want to wish you the happiest of first birthdays. May God continue to bless you, and may He continue to work through you to bring happiness to those around you, because wherever you go, you just light up the room. So I am so proud to be your father, and there is nothing you can do to make Mommy or Daddy love you any less. So happy birthday, Juki.
Hey, buddy. Hi. This is Daddy. Huh? How you feeling? Welcome to the outside world. Welcome to the outside world. You are such a cute baby. You a cute baby. Yes, you are. Huh? Can I see you open your eyes again? Mama is doing great. I wish you could see her. Yeah, she's holding it tight. She is holding it tight. I'm just here with you. Okay, let's not poke our eyes. Okay. Yeah. Let's not poke our eyes. Okay. There we go. No, sir. Thank you. Good job, buddy.
Good work.
Thank you.
What's his name?